Sunday is Father's Day in the United States, and President Obama is using the occasion to encourage men across the country to take their parental responsibilities more seriously. Mr. Obama said Friday 23% of America's young people are without fathers, and that number rises above 50% among African Americans. He called on men to rise up where their own fathers may fall short.
Children who grow up without fathers are more likely to drop out of school and wind up in prison. They're more likely to have substance abuse problems, run away from home, and become teenage parents themselves. And I say this as someone who grew up without a father in my own life.
Mr. Obama's father returned to his native Kenya when the future president was a small child living in Hawaii. He was raised by his mother and her parents and credits them with being a good influence on him. At a White House meeting on Fatherhood Friday, the president urged dads to step up and be more closely involved in their children's lives.
We need fathers to understand that their work doesn't end with conception. What truly makes a man a father is the ability to raise a child and invest in that child.
Mr. Obama and his wife Michelle have two daughters, 10-year-old Malia and 7-year-old Sasha, and he admits that, like other fathers, his work has often taken him away from his family.
There have been days when the demands of work have taken me from my duties as a father, and I've missed some moments in my daughter's lives that I'll never get back. So I've been far from perfect. But in the end, it's not about being perfect. It's not always about succeeding, but it's about always trying.
Despite the hard work of parenthood, the president says the joys of being a father are immeasurable.
There's nothing you wouldn't do for them in a heartbeat. And that bond between, you know, a parent and a child is something that is precious. It's sacred. And it's a true blessing.
The president issued a proclamation for Father's Day, encouraging community involvement to help men to be better fathers. Kent Klein, VOA News, The White House.